The museum is now sharing a courtyard with the Old English Pub in Quackenbush Square. At the soft opening, surrounded by Irish step dancing costumes and live Celtic music, Mayor Cathy Sheehan said the center had outgrown its old space on Broadway, across from SUNY Central.
They host many historic exhibits, as well as presenting lectures, music evenings, genealogy sessions, cultural, educational, stage, and film events.
Executive Director Elizabeth Stack, who is from Ireland, says the museum's last space didn't have room for the live events they want to host.
This is much better because now we have the dedicated museum that won't change, and it's much bigger, the square footage in there. So we're going to highlight, you know, Irish contributions to American labor, to American military, to American politics and culture. And then out here in this gallery, we can change it up and host, you know, other museums or other groups who just want for 1 month, you know, to show something. And then, of course, we have the theater, so that's great, too.
Stack says the museum is really about immigration overall.
Irish people came in the 1800s, and particularly Catholics, faced terrific discrimination. You know, people thought they were uneducated, that they were dirty and clannish and very superstitious. And so we have to educate people, you know, that every group of the other is new and is different. And until you kind of get settled and show that you can contribute, you know, to the society, you're not really welcomed.
In the wake of Brexit, Sheehan says Albany is an example of unity.
I think it's also telling about the climate here in the city of Albany, that the Irish American Heritage Museum can coexist across the street, across the courtyard from the Old English Pub. I say that somewhat jokingly, but it does speak to our heritage as a city of immigrants.
They actually make a beautiful shepherd's pie, so I'm really happy. And they host Irish music once a month too, so they'll be fine. You know, the border is intact but transferable, you know.
Stack says people of all backgrounds are welcome. It's not just for people with Irish heritage.
Basically, we say Cade Mila Fáilte, which is 100,000 welcomes. So we're excited for everyone to come. You do not have to be Irish, you know, to come down and enjoy the culture. And particularly at night, you know, our music events. I think music speaks to every culture, you know. So I would love to have non-Irish come. You know, we'd love to have them come down and learn about our culture.
The museum was founded in 1986. For more information about upcoming events at the Irish American Heritage Museum, you can visit wamc.org. Jackie Orchard, WAMC News.